Good morning. It's Thursday, January 23rd. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Charleston City Police are investigating a fatal shooting involving a rideshare driver. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Investigators believe there was a fight between the driver and a man who hailed a ride late Tuesday night on Johns Island. They found the customer shot to death in the back seat, the driver standing outside. Police say both have been identified, but so far, charges have not been filed. No word which ride-sharing company the driver works for or if he acted in self-defense. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Governor Henry McMaster says South Carolina's booming and thriving under his leadership, but needs to take bold action to make sure school children don't fall behind and the state continues to prosper. In his State of the State address to lawmakers yesterday, Governor McMaster reiterated some of the proposals he put forward in his executive budget earlier this month, including teacher pay raises.
Last year, we raised the salaries of all South Carolina teachers. This year, I ask you to give each teacher an additional $3,000 raise, which equates to an average 7% raise per teacher.
McMaster also asked for highlighted items he's already announced, like expanding 4K and $410 million returned to taxpayers through income tax cuts and rebates. The director of South Carolina prisons is asking for more than $100 million to upgrade security and raise employee salaries. Yesterday, Director Brian Sterling appeared before a panel of three House members for the first of about a half a dozen meetings about his request. Sterling wants a new electronic lock system to replace the physical key needed to unlock each cell. He also wants to modernize air conditioning and heating systems, repair and buy new fencing, and build elevated, secured platforms so guards can see an entire wing without being separated from inmates. Recent violence at both South Carolina and Mississippi prisons are on Sterling's and lawmakers' minds. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson has joined 20 other Republican attorneys general to file a Friend of the Senate letter to the U.S. Senate. It outlines what they call legal flaws by the House Democrats to use the impeachment of President Donald Trump as a political weapon to destroy the separation of powers as enumerated by the Constitution. The letter to the Senate says the impeachment proceeding threatens all future elections and establishes a dangerous precedent. New unemployment numbers show York County is still among the healthier job markets in the state, even if it does share a lot with North Carolina. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has this report.
A lot of people live in York County these days, just about 225,000, according to the State Department of Employment and Workforce and to the latest estimates from the U.S. Census. They're not all of working age. Nevertheless, Due reports that more than half the county's residents had a job in November and that York's unemployment rate was 2.1%. That's below South Carolina's already low 2.4% and further below Mecklenburg County, North Carolina's most recent U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimate of 4%. Much of York County's employment picture is interwoven with that of Mecklenburg, home to the city of Charlotte. According to Due, more than 29,000 York County residents commute to Mecklenburg for work. An additional 4,000 leave South Carolina for jobs in Gaston, Union, and other counties in North Carolina. In return, York County employs about 13,000 North Carolinians who cross the border for work. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
The Library of the Future was revealed this week at a press conference at the University of South Carolina's Thomas Cooper Library. South Carolina Public Radio's Tut Underwood has details.
The library's renovated fourth floor features modular furniture for group or individual study, glass technology booths, and more to enable a range of modern study options. USC Student Body President Luke Rankin told the media the impressive new features could be valuable in recruiting top students to USC.
You see students that are studying in these glass boxes in the middle of the room that can be connected with a student from across the country, a student from across the world. They get to sit together in Columbia, South Carolina in the Thomas Cooper Library and connect with a student in another place.
Dean of Libraries Tom McNally said he hoped to renovate every floor in a similar way and spread the design to the libraries of the other USC campuses. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.